Baruch haba, good evening everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to tonight's Tefillah Shiur, Beis Shvat. Today was Rosh Chodesh, Toshin Samach Tes, January 26, 2009. Tonight's Shiur number 102 is a continuation of Shemoneh Esrei. We are starting the second bracha, believe it or not. We are starting the second bracha. We gave Baruch Hashem 5 shiurim on the first bracha. And the truth is, I really wanted to stay with the first bracha. There's so much more to give over and say, but it's time to move on for now. We'll start with reading the first bracha together, and then, Mr. Shem, we will elaborate and bring out some points. So the second bracha is Gevurois. Divine might, Hashem's strength. The bracha says as follows, Ata gibor l'yoylam Hashem, mechay meisim ata rav l'yashio. You are mighty forever, Hashem. Mechayim Eisim Ato Rav L'Yashiyo. You are the Mechayim Eisim. You bring the dead back to life, the resurrector of the dead. Rav L'Yashiyo, the powerful one, to deliver us. We say, Mashif Haruach U'moyid HaGeshem. We continue, Mechal Kilchayim B'Chesed, sustainer of the living with kindness, Mechayim Eisim B'Rachamim Rabim. Samech Noiflim, he is the resurrector of the dead. Pay attention, the second time we mentioned this already. Samich Noiflim, supporter of the fallen. Roifi Choylim, the healer of the sick. Umatir Asurim, the releaser of the imprisoned. Umikayim Emunosai, the fulfiller of his faithfulness. Lishene Yofar, to those who sleep in the dust. Michamoich Baal Givurois Midaimelach, who is like you, master of mighty deeds, and who can be compared to you. Melech Mavis Umechaye Umatzmiach Yeshua, King who causes death and restores life and causes deliverance to strut forth. And we end off the bracha. V'neman Atol Achayos Mesim, and you are faithful to restore the dead to life. Mechaye HaMesim. Baruch Ato Hashem, a third time, Mechaye HaMesim. This is the bracha of Gevurois. We started off the first bracha, Birchas Avos, the theme of Avraham Avinu. The second bracha, the bracha of Gevurois, is the theme of Yitzchak Avinu. As the Medrash tells us, that Yitzchak Avinu was brought up as a korban, as an offering, as a sacrifice. He asks his father, Avraham, tie me down, bind me down, so that when I see that knife coming, I shouldn't flinch, I shouldn't move. Because if I move, I might not be a kosher korban. I might ruin the whole entire sacrifice. So tie me down with ropes very well, so I can't move. This is what Yitzchak Avinu said to his father. Not, I'm going to run away. Look for an animal. Make sure I don't flinch. Help me so I can fulfill Hashem's desires. We say these words, and in all honesty, I think it just might be words. To internalize this concept that a person can really say to his father to tie me down, so that I don't flinch, so that I don't ruin the carbon, is just very rachuk from our minds, very far from our mindset. The Medrash continues and says that when Avraham Avinu had that knife over him, and he was about to kill his son Yitzchak, Yitzchak's life, his neshama departed from him. And Hashem gave Yitzchak his neshama back. He was the Mechaye Meisim, the resurrector of the dead. And when that took place, the Malachim said this tefillah, a Gevurois of the might of Hashem, Mechaye Meisim Ata, you Hashem are the resurrector of the dead. This is a little of the historical history behind this bracha. Let's ask a few questions now. Why does this bracha not begin with the word Baruch? And as we see, Most of the brachas, as we continue, do not begin with this word Baruch. The brachas do not begin with Baruch. What is the message of Tchiyas HaMeisim? We have a discussion here of Tchiyas HaMeisim, Hashem is the resurrector of the dead. What are we supposed to take out from this message, from this tefillah? Why is it that the tefillah of Manshiv HaRuach Umayrid HaGeshem, that Hashem gives us rain, is put specifically in this tefillah of Mechayim Meisim, of Gevurois, of the strength of Hashem? Before we answer these questions, let's continue discussing the background and a little more about the bracha. This bracha can be understood that it's the bracha not of death, but of life. Because this world is only one of the worlds, but there are two worlds. I saw from Rav Foyer, of Rav Chaim Foyer, brings story from the Rebbe of Lubavitch, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, some time ago, when they were in the Russian army, arrested him for doing what? For doing what we're doing right now, for teaching Torah. The soldier pulled out his pistol and aimed it at the Lubavitcher Rebbe to instill some fear in him. To which he responded, "Death only frightens that one who has only one world. I, who believe in two worlds, I am not afraid of death." And that is the theme of this bracha. That is one of the main messages of this bracha. Hashem gave us two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. This world and the next world. We are here in this world to prepare ourselves for the ultimate reward in the world to come. Avraham Avinu, he brought out this concept of these two worlds when he ordered and he paid for Machpelah, Maras Machpelah. The Gemara in Eirvin tells us that it was a two-level structure. We know there were two levels. The message of the two levels is that there's Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The Canaanim, they couldn't understand why would a person spend so much money on a plot of land, very valuable land, to bury a dead. Because they lived in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, this world. A person who only thinks and lives in this world, the materialistic aspects of this world, they don't want to spend so much money on burying the dead. But Avraham Avinu is teaching us a message here. That burying the dead is a very important mitzvah. Because there will be a time when that body and the soul will reunite. As the Ramban and Shaar Gemul tells us, that when a person dies, his neshama goes up to Shemayim. And the body decays and deteriorates in the ground. And it's like planting a seed. The body is like planting a seed. Because there will be a time of Tchiyas HaMeisim when Hashem will reunite the soul and body together. But now what happened is, says the Ramban, is that the body is purified, the soul is cleansed from any of the aveiros, from any of the sins that the person might have transgressed down here in this world, in Olam Hazeh. And that is a little what's taking place by death. Let's now go to the Yaros Nevash of Yonatan Aivishes. And let's understand what is one of the messages that we can take from this tefillah, Mashi Baruch, of the tefillah of Tchiyas HaMeisim, and relate to it, and grow with it. And he says as follows. And I have to say that the words he will be telling us are some of the most important words we will hear in our whole entire life. Because without this concept, it is not possible to live. And he says as follows. Bracha shniya hi berchas tchiyas ha-meisim. The second bracha is tchiyas ha-meisim. And what is the message of tchiyas ha-meisim? He says the message of tchiyas ha-meisim is Kabbalas tshuva mechayte. To receive the repentance from the sinner. What does this mean? He says, "Whom we gather tchiyas ha-meisim." This is an aspect of tchiyas ha-meisim. When a person is off the derech, when he's not following Hashem's Torah mitzvahs, or even if he is, when a person ain't sadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov la'yechteh, there's no one who is perfect. We all might sin once in a while. The truth is, from the letter of the law, a person sins against the king, it's off with his head. He should not live anymore. And we'll elaborate on this point later. He says as follows, Ki rasha b'chayev kara meis. A rasha, an evil person, when he's alive, he's called meis. I heard from Rav Avram Shor Shlita, who quoted the Sefer Panim Yafos, that says that if we really had the ability to look properly, to have the right eyesight at a rasha, at an evil person, even though he looks like he's alive and he's walking, really we would see with a proper vision that he's dead. That's what the Sefer Panim Yafos tells us. So what is this tefillah? How do we relate to this tefillah? When a person sins, and we all sin, a person might say, there's a point of no return. Look how far I've fallen. Says the Yaros Devash, V'kasher Yoshuv, when a person returns, Harezi B'chlal M'chayim Meisim. This is included, it was what's called Mechayim Meisim. Hashem resurrects the dead. He brings the person who was a sinner, who was a chayta, who sinned, back to life. Back to real life. He was spiritually dying. That's why when we daven, we should daven that Hashem gives us life. Real life. Hashem should accept our tefillah. We're davening to Hashem to bring us back to life. He continues, Kasher Adam Chayte, Sar Nishmasu, when a person sins, his neshama, his soul goes away from him. So we daven to Hashem, that Hashem should reinvigorate us, bring us back to life with the dew of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And he continues and says that we should instill in ourselves the understanding of Tchiyas HaMeisim, That Hashem will bring the dead back to life. Because this concept of bringing the dead back to life applies to us every single day. Because without it, a person can sin and sin and commit a virus and say, Hashem doesn't want me anymore. And that's what the Yaros Tavash is telling us. Mechayim Meisim Ato. You Hashem or Mechayim Meisim. You bring the dead back to life, the spiritually dead. V'azeh yitzape v'ikave ha'odom. A person should hope and yearn. And a person, when he understands this concept that Hashem can bring the dead back to life, the spiritual dead and the physical dead, it will strengthen his belief in God. And that's why by Tchiyas HaMeisim, a person has this ability, day in and day out, three times a day, that no matter what chait it was, his loving Father in heaven says, come back to me. I want you to come back. No matter what chait it was, Hashem says, you can come back. And without this concept of Tchiyas HaMeisim, a person can be lost. And a secular Israeli living in North Tel Aviv, looking through some pictures, he finds a picture of an older man, gray beard, very distinguished looking. He asks his mother who this person is. His mother said, this was your grandfather. This was your grandfather. And his mother says that your grandfather was in the labor camps. And one of the Nazis chose him and pulled him out from the crowd and gathered everybody together and told him to eat the tarfus, to eat the pork. And the Nazi pointed out, he said, do you see the dust in the hills just ahead? To which the man replied, yes, I see it. He said, those are the Russians. They're coming to liberate this camp. In a few minutes they'll be here. You eat the pork, you'll live. If not, and he took out his pistol and he put it to his temple. If not, I'm pulling the trigger. Ten minutes away, the Russians come and they liberate the camp. And he didn't eat the pork. This said the mother was your grandfather. Years go by, this Israeli, he makes it big financially, travels to America, comes back to Israel. He's back in Israel now. He gets a phone call from his wife. Can you please pick up supper? Not a difficult request. So, he goes to pick up supper, he's waiting online. And all of a sudden, he has a flashback to that picture of his grandfather. And he says to himself as follows, here I am, waiting online to buy pork. And my grandfather was killed not to eat it. And he said, one of us must be crazy. And he left the line. And he bought some kosher food. And he went home. He started attending some Arachim programs. Arachim, or the Kiruv, is the Kiruv organization. Slowly but surely, he attended more programs. And today, he is one of the instrumental people in Arachim. And he is Mekarev many, many Jews. This, my friends, is the tefillah of Mechayim Mason, of bringing the dead back to life. Here we have a grandfather who never saw his grandson, but he was responsible to some degree, to a major degree, of helping his grandson come back to Hashem. One never knows by a small gesture how it might help a person throughout the day, throughout the week, or keeping his descendants religious. The Yaris Devash is telling us that when a person davens this bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim, of the resurrection of the dead, he should be davening to Hashem to make sure he himself, and we daven in a plural form, that he should come back to Hashem. That Hashem should accept his prayers, his tefillahs. The spiritually dead we're talking about. The Gemara in Tanyas tells us, Gimel Mafteches L'Nimsu L'Adam. The Malachim. There are three keys. The Gemara says there's a fourth key that was not given to anybody else besides Hashem to control. The Malachim have the ability to help out Hashem in other ways, not that Hashem needs any help, but they are involved with certain keys. But these three, four keys are only to Hashem. At first glance, a person might think, it's not the nicest thing. Why didn't Hashem give everything to the Malachim? But if we understand what's going on here, we'll realize it's the biggest chesed. What are these three, four keys? Mafteach, Mem, Fei, Tof, and Ches are the Rosh Tevas. There's an acronym, says the Torah, for Matar, the dew, the rain, parnasa, finance, techia, life, and chaya, and childbirth. Techias amesim, and childbirth. These are the four keys which Hashem solely holds on to. And if He would have given them over to the Malachim, they would have said, a child is being born. They would have said, no, no, no. They don't deserve a child. Because their strict level of judgment would have said no. Hashem says, I'm holding that key back. Because my midas arachamin, my attribute of mercy, I will give them this key. I will give them this child. Parnasa! Hashem says, I will make sure you have parnasa. The key of parnasa, I'm going to keep and hold on to, because if not, their midas adin, their attribute of judgment is too strong. The same with Matar, with rain. The same with Tchias HaMeisim. Hashem with His Rachmanis, with His mercy. He says, no, I will make sure that all these take place. There are four psukim that discuss these four different keys. These four psukim, if you add up all the words in the psukim, it comes to 51. Tells us the Torah, there are 51 words in this bracha over here, corresponding to the 51 psukim. Let's now understand why we have three times it says Tchias HaMeisim over here. If we look back in the Siddur, we see the bracha starts off, Ata Gibor, you Hashem are the strong one. We have to ask the question, what kind of strength are we talking about over here? Mechayim Meisim Ata, you on the Chaim Eitzim, you bring the dead back to life. One time. We continue. Mechal kechayim v'chesed, mechayim eisim, v'rachamim rabim. Second time. And then we end the bracha. Mechayim eisim, a third time. Why are you repeating this three times? Says the Abu Draham, Rabbi David Abu Draham, the Talmud of the Torah, a student of the Torah, because there are three different times of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The first Tchiyas HaMeisim is when we go to sleep at night. And Hashem says, I will give you your neshama back and you will wake up in the morning. That is Tchiyas HaMeisim, because Misa, Sheina, sleep, is 1/60th of death. Sleep is 1/60th of death. And the truth is, explains the Reishis Chachma. The Sefer Reishis Chachma explains that a person, as we said earlier, if he sins, he really does not deserve to continue on living. We don't have a concept of a king anymore. A king that would say, off with your head. Comes along, the Reishis Chachma explains to us that a person has this chesed from Hashem, the first Mechayim Eisim, that Hashem gives us life, and we wake up in the morning. And that is Ata Gibor. You are Gibor. How are you a Gibor? How are you strong? Because you hold yourself back. You hold your kas. You hold your anger back. You hold your anger back and you don't give us punishment and judgment. That's Ata Gibor. You're strong that you don't punish us. And you're Mechayim Eisim, the first Mechayim Eisim, that you give us life in the morning. The next Mechayim Eisim is, as we said, there's a connection between Mashiv Haruach Moirid Hageshem, between the rain. That Hashem Berachamov, He gives us rain. And we'll discuss the rain in a minute. And then the third Mechayim Eisim is actually talking about what we might have been thinking about the whole time. The ultimate Tchiyas HaMeisim. The resurrection of the actual dead. So the three different Tchiyas HaMeisim, talking about three different times. One is in the morning, when we wake up in the morning, when we have to come to appreciate that we don't necessarily deserve it, but Hashem is giving us life once again. The second one is Tchiyas HaMeisim, is referring to the rain. And we'll explain how Tchiyas HaMeisim and rain relate with each other now. And the third one is Tchiyas HaMeisim, the actual Tchiyas HaMeisim of the resurrection of the dead. Why is Mashiv HaRuach Moir HaGeshem in this tefillah? I just want to share a quick story with you before we answer the question. There was a Rav went to an Israeli secular school. He asked them a question, one question. Who broke the luchos? Simple question, who broke the luchos? To which one of the students says, it wasn't me. This Rav is a little taken aback. Says to the teacher, did you hear what he just said? He said, it wasn't me. So what's going on here? The teacher responds, if he said he didn't break it, he didn't break it. This Rav can't believe what he's hearing. He goes to the principal. And he tells him what he just heard. The student says, I didn't break it. The teacher says, it wasn't... If he says he didn't do it, it wasn't him. And the principal says, tell me how much it costs and I'll pay for it. It's a funny joke. Unfortunately, it's a true story. This is how far sometimes people have gone. Mechayim Meisim. We dive into Hashem to bring the Meisim, those who are spiritually gone, back to life. Back to a real life. explains the Vilna Gaon, what is the connection between Tchias HaMeisim, Manshi Baruch Mayrit HaGeshem, and the rain coming down. And he says as follows, that the philosophers, they will tell you as well, he says, that when the sun rises, the sun comes up and goes down every single day, and the moon the same as well. That's what appears to us. But the rain, there's sometimes rain won't come, and sometimes rain will come. Rain is not a piderach ha-teva. The sun and the moon, it's normal, every single day that happens. But not so by the rain. You can have a land which is barren, which is nothing there. Comes the rain on this land, and all of a sudden the growth will come out. And that is Tchias HaMeisim, explains the Vilna Gaon. That is one of the connections between Mashiv HaRuach and Mayrid HaGeshem. That's why specifically in the tefillah of Tchias HaMeisim, of the resurrection of the dead, do we have Mashiv HaRuach Mayrid HaGeshem. Another story. Troy Epstein gets called to the principal's office. True story. Troy Epstein gets called to the principal's office. Who's his principal? Bishop Garver. This is his principal. A bishop. The bishop asks him a question. Troy! Maimonides, Nachmanides, what's the difference? Troy is a straight A student. And he says, what? Troy, you don't know the difference between Maimonides and Nachmanides? Says, never heard of them. He says, Troy, go find out about your religion. Somehow Troy finds himself near the new square, Hasidim. He works his way down to Baltimore, where he starts learning in yeshivas near Yisrael. During that time period, he had built a relationship with the previous Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal. Troy and his wedding, or I should say, Yitzchok Menachem Epstein and his wedding, had Rav Yaakov Weinberg at the table, had the Square Rebbe at the table, and had Bishop Garver at the table. And Baruch Hashem, Yitzchok Menachem today is very instrumental in bringing back many, many Jews back to Yiddishkeit. We never know whose tefillah might inspire, for whatever reason, Bishop Garver to say something like this. We never know whose tefillah it might be that will inspire someone else to say, you know what? Who were my grandparents? Who were my great-grandparents? The Chofetz Chaim had a son-in-law, Tzvi Hirsch. Tzvi Hirsch, he was Nebuch Nifter at a very young age. And when his daughter, the Chofetz Chaim's daughter, went over to the Chofetz Chaim and said, why did Hashem have to take my son, my husband? Said the Chofetz Chaim, would you have rather he take a third of the world? This is how special your husband was. Before he was Nifter, Tzvi Hirsch had a sister and brother-in-law who were Nebuch in an accident. And there was an orphan boy who Tzvi Hirsch brought to his house. But the Yosem, the orphan, was never able to really get back into things, and he was obviously, understandably, very, very saddened by the loss of his parents. One day Tzvi Hirsch said, what can I do to make you happy? And he said he missed his secular studies. He missed his secular studies. So right away he got him some a tutor to teach him his secular studies. The Chofetz Chaim in those days, the Chofetz Chaim was very against secular studies. It was a different world that we lived in back then. And there were some kinoim, some over-righteous people in the wrong way who went to tell the Chofetz Chaim, your own son-in-law, you're so against this, and how does he go ahead and do this? Bringing secular studies to his own house? The Chofetz Chaim said, if he brought them in, it's for a good reason, end of discussion. But yet the Chofetz Chaim wanted to find out what the story was. And he went to his son-in-law's house. And he asked him, what is the story? And he said that his nephew is an orphan, and he's not happy, and this is the one thing that he can try to make him happy with. And the Chofetz Chaim said, if that's what can make him happy, please make sure you continue to do this. The Chofetz Chaim and his son-in-law thought that the little orphan is sleeping, but he heard the whole conversation. He heard the concern that he had to make him happy. Years went on, and unfortunately, Ratzvi Hirsch was nifter. The orphan's uncle was nifter. And sometime later, he left his aunt's house, always remembering those warm words and how they always try to make him feel good. Many years later, a soldier comes back, a Russian soldier comes back to Ratzvi Hirsch's wife, to the Chofetz Chaim's daughter's house. And everybody's wondering who the soldier is. He goes in, has a long conversation with the Chofetz Chaim's daughter, and gallops off on his horse. No one knew what happened. The Chofetz Chaim's daughter was nefteres, she passed away, no one knew. Going on, continue on in years, a certain looking individual, modern looking person, walks into a wedding of Rebbetzin Zaks, the last remaining daughter of the Chofetz Chaim. Comes into a wedding where the Rebbetzin is by. And he says to the Rebbetzin, do you remember years and years ago there was a Russian soldier who went to your sister's house? To which she says, yes, we all wondered what was going on. He says, I was that Russian soldier. And I'll tell you what happened. He said, I made a promise to your aunt, to my aunt and my uncle. I made a promise I would never marry a non-Jew. And a promise is a promise. And it was very difficult. And over the years, it was very difficult. A lot of possibilities came up, but a promise is a promise. However, one day, I met a certain lady, and I wanted to marry her. So I went back to my aunt, and I discussed the matter with her. I was that Russian soldier. And for hours we spoke, and she told me, if you marry her, you'll be cut off from this religion. And I remembered the conversation of my uncle and his father-in-law, the Chofetz Chaim. The warmness, the concern that they had for me, the little orphan. And I said, I want to be attached to such a religion. A religion that cares so much to make someone else feel good. And I rode off on that horse, and I didn't marry her. And I'm telling you today, said the little orphan many years later to Rebbetzin Zaks, all of my children and all of my grandchildren are all Jewish. Nechaya Mason. A level of Nechaya Mason. He could have married out. We have a bracha in front of us. Ata Gibor, you Hashem are the Gibor, you are the strong one. How are you strong, Hashem? Let's tie it all together now. You are strong because you have the ability to show your kas, your anger, when we don't listen to your Torah properly, when we sin. But yet you hold your kas back, and you are Mechayim Mason, and you give us life the next day. The next Mechayim Mason, you give us rain. We can't survive without water. And the third Mechayim Mason, the ultimate Tchias HaMeisim in the future. Let's just remind ourselves of the Yaros Tavash. How the Yaros Tavash said that Tchias HaMeisim is talking about Tshuva. No matter how far a person might have fallen, there's always room to come back. We should, Mitzvah Hashem, be able to take this message to heart and continue on the Chaim Mason, and bring yourselves to higher spiritual levels. Thank you. Thank you.